Okay. So good morning, everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session for Friday, now the 21st of February. So I hope you're all keeping well. Good to have you with us as always. So the whole idea of this session, as you know, is for us to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. So we'll do our fundamental analysis, risk sentiment analysis, and we'll have a look at market technicals as well. And we'll just identify where we're likely to see the higher probability trades. And we do have a few to focus on. Unfortunately, well, we were able to book in profit on the euro yen yesterday. And we, unfortunately, we missed an opportunity yesterday in the euro dollar, which is a bit frustrating. I know a few of you were able to get into it, but it was a trade we were looking at all day, and we kind of missed our entry. So it was a bit annoying. I mean, prices were a little bit tentative, let's say, as well. So, it's a bit frustrating when you do plan a trade and you're not able to execute that trade like you would ordinarily. Okay, so let's break these down for you then. Please take a brief moment for the urgency of self with our risk warning currently up on screen. Now, all profitable traders need to consider, you know, deciding which, before you apply your trading strategy, you kind of need to be trading the right markets, and that's where your analysis comes in. So trade selection is very important. And then your strategy with the levels and how you engage, enter and exit, and what levels you pull the trigger, and lots of decisions around that, along with your ability to manage your risk and your capital. You know, that's the key to sustainable success, is your ability to control exposure and place your stop losses in the right areas. Trade management as well is obviously very important. We tried to give that euro yen trade as much room as we possibly could. And then we started to see the euro yen pull back from its lows. And then it was time to get out of the trade. So a good example of, because you don't know whether prices are going to rally another couple of hundred pips. And you want to give yourself that opportunity, especially if you're looking to let that winner run. But when the market turns around and you can actively see that on the screen, it's a good time to sort of book in profits at that point. Trend psychology, very important. A bit of a stifling type week, really. A bit of movement, a bit of progress, sort of late yesterday afternoon. Apart from that, not a huge amount of activity. We've got a bit of an update from Donald Trump, giving these deadlines to Ukraine, and really seemingly quite supportive of the Russia side of the conflict, and referring to Zelensky as a dictator is an interesting development, and it's interesting to see how Europe respond to that type of narrative. But that's the unpredictability of Donald Trump, isn't it? So look, we address these considerations every day in our live trade room, and we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and of course be patient as well. So let's start with a review of potential market moving news. So we've got a series of important manufacturing and services PMI numbers for the afternoon. So all morning, and we're going to be seeing these numbers, if you can see here, currently up on screen. So we had Donald Trump again overnight. It's going to be interesting to see what he said this time around. Is he in the Oval Office once more? Due to speak at the Republican Governors Association meeting in Washington. Okay. So retail sales first for the UK economy, coming in much better than expected. So a little bit of positivity there for the pound. And now we're approaching French manufacturing PMI numbers and services PMI numbers as well at 8:15. So they're quite weak. The French economy is performing relatively poorly. The German economy is doing better on the services side, but looking quite weak on the manufacturing side. So we'll see if there's a slight improvement there or not. Eurozone wide, again, performing okay on the services, not so well on the manufacturing. UK, it's narrowing. We're in slight positive territory for services. Slight weakness on the manufacturing side. I suppose expected to improve ever so slightly. And then with the US, we're in positive territory. And this is a good, these manufacturing and services, look at those particular industries and you can see hopefully the difference between the US exceptionalism, which is we're seeing growth in manufacturing and services in the US versus that of the UK and the Eurozone as well. So slightly better performance, and we'll see if we're going to see a bit of an uptick as well in those areas. Then we've got consumer sentiment, which is mildly stronger, along with inflation expectations at 4.3%. So the problem is that number does represent a sizable uptick in inflation expectations, and this is the Trump effect. The consumer sentiment numbers, how positive do consumers feel? Well, a lot more positive than in 2022, should I say. But not quite as confident as we were before COVID. So it looks like we're making our way back to some degree. Okay, previously 71.1. That's that previous number doesn't seem to be correct. That's for January. Yeah, we're now in February, so I'm not sure which number is incorrect here, but 67 is a little bit lower. 67.8 is down at this lower level. Let's say a cautious consumer in the US, but still for now willing to pay the higher prices. So that's an interesting dynamic. I'd like to say that there is some sort of reaction from bond markets. And we've been sitting around 4.25 now for quite a while in the 2 year. You can see the sideways nature of it. We're not really making any progress at all. Similar dynamic sitting around 4.5 for the 10 year. So yesterday, our last couple of days, we had a bit of a move higher, followed by a bit of a strong pullback. So complete disconnect really from bond yields. Maybe it's suggesting these numbers really are where the interest rate should be, and probably waiting for further confirmation on the Trump tariff narrative, which we're only, it's the 21st. So we're only really a week and a half away from Canadian and Mexican and Chinese tariffs. So let's have a look at these charts. From a sentiment perspective, it's quite mixed. We had a bit of a sell-off panic yesterday. I think it's kind of it's not warmongering, but it's certainly a bit of concern that it looks as if US is not really on Europe's side when it comes to war in Ukraine. It looks like he's positioning himself with the Russians. Again, we're living in slightly unusual times, but we can't distract really. We had a 2 hour flash sell-off, but we had been moving sideways for quite some time and we're back up those levels. So if we get some weakness up at these higher levels, we can certainly look at the potential for a bit of short-term weakness. The New Zealand dollar, we had that flash sell-off yesterday and then that strong pullback. remains to be seen where we go from here. A little bit more weakness on the Dow Jones, still in a strong sideways moving pattern, except with slightly wider range. A bit of weakness yesterday for the Japanese Nikkei. So we got a bit of weakness trade yesterday on that flush lower below that 22.374 level, and we're back into that level now as we speak. So the big problem with the DAX is we've got a we may need to keep it over the weekend, and we've got a German election on Sunday. Now, the polls are suggesting that the far right party will play a bit of a significant role. When it comes to polling day, that might not be the case, which means we might get sort of a further broad bounce, especially with the increased fiscal spending that's kind of in the pipeline. It might be more of a positive dynamic than a negative one. So, nice trade to the downside, nice technical selling opportunity. The problem is this very significant election for the German economy. So it's one that's worth just keeping our eye on. And we'll see if we can get into that trade or not. So gold, we've kind of been moving sideways now for a couple of days. It's having a little bit of a pause. Crude oil, we could look at selling again up at these higher levels. So we'll go into this trade and we'll see if there is a bit of an opportunity now, which it looks like there might be. So, so sell trade in crude oil. And the other market as well is some of the yen pairs were able to take profit in the yen yesterday. We do have strong support down at these levels, so we have sort of seen quite a sizable, so prices rallied to the downside, went sideways. We very nearly made new lows, and then it started to reverse, so we wanted to get out of that trade. We've saved ourselves giving back. This is, I suppose, trade management in real terms. We've let the market decide when we exit, and we exited when it started to show signs of significant strength, and we've protected this much profits. So there may be opportunities to start selling again at slightly higher prices. Well, perhaps we can look at that again early next week. Yeah, this is the trade that we were a little bit annoyed about, because we were talking yesterday about a breakout of this range. We did get that nice breakout into resistance levels. So as to whether we break above the 105.13, if it does, we can perhaps look to get into the trade. We'd like a more sizable sell-off. If we can pull back into this range again, that would be a better spot to start buying from. So we've got a few little opportunities now. So on the daily time frame, we must be mindful we are still in fairly considerable period of consolidation. So, but yesterday's move was quite meaningful. The question is, did we get some weakness across the board? We did against the pound. We did yesterday strongly against the yen. We've retraced most of that move now already. We did get that move in the dollar Swiss. So the euro dollar and the dollar Swiss were the same trade. We got the strength figure in the dollar CAD for now. Just be careful of the CAD. So we were able to get ourselves into that trade in the Aussie dollar. We still got a strong bullish trade in that. So we saw dollar weakness beginning to creep in across the board. And if we get more weakness today, we'd be looking to add to those positions. So what are we doing? Let's break it down for you. If we have a look at it. So crude oil, let's have a look at markets like see, the pound dollar has rallied quite aggressively now into strong resistance. Gold and oil. So these are the markets that we were kind of looking very carefully to see if there is a good opportunity to sell the indices, to sell the DAX. We could look for a sell trade in markets like the crude oil. And we can look for a sell trade in markets like the dollar Swiss. This represents a strong structural failure trade to the downside. So a decent trade there. And potentially looking for a bit of a buy trade in markets like the euro dollar. So we're talking about potentially US indice weakness, dollar strength, and weakness in crude oil. And let's see if we can identify a particular level in crude oil. I think, we're at that level there now, which is a 72.18 level, 72.18. So let's put those levels in. We'll let you guys go for the morning. Let's put crude oil in here. We'll have a look at the yen again next week. Crude oil sell below 72.18, I think it was, wasn't it? Let me just double check that number one more time. Yeah, 72.18. So, we do have a mixed market dynamic. Bond yields are staying out of the equation. We've got some random weakness and volatility in the indice markets. We had then the V-shaped recovery or the bounce back, which is becoming a bit of a popular trick, that these sell-offs, they don't really last particularly that long. So we'll see if we get the opportunity to sell these trades or not. Not overly confident about those types of opportunities. And the dollar weakness trade. Yeah, waiting patiently was what we were doing yesterday, and we actually got that move across those dollar trades. When we get into the Aussie dollar, we will absolutely look to add some more, hopefully. So we do have a lot of this news event, these manufacturing services PMI numbers. DAX looking to sell below that 22.37. Let's go one more. So potential US indices weakness. We can have a look at that trade. Crude oil. No surprise to still have a bullish bias. In gold, we prefer a really strong ENTIAL US indices. So we've got risk on with a weakening dollar. We've got risk off in the indices. We've got risk on, risk off in gold. It's a bit of a mild risk on trade now in the yen as well. So it's not as clear cut as it might have seemed. So this is where we want to have our areas of interest, maybe. So we can look for continuing dollar weakness. So we look for continuing dollar weakness. We can look to sell the DAX below 22. So be mindful of the German election that's due out on Sunday. We can look for a potential US indice weakness. If we do get further rollover, it might be worth looking at crude oil. We can sell below that 72.18, so that opportunity is there right now. We'll have a look at it in just a minute or two. Gold strength as well. Our bias is really to the upside. If it did sell off aggressively and we were able to buy it at lower prices, that would be when we could pull the trigger on the trade. We want to keep all options open as market narratives are proving indecisive and potentially contradictory. Yeah, we've just got a week of this, really, unfortunately. So let's post this into the... Let's post this into the chat box so you can take that away with you. And that's a, I suppose, a detailed little breakdown with a couple of decent opportunities in there for us. So let's see if we can now go ahead and capitalize on those opportunities and we can maybe get into crude oil pretty swiftly. So on that note, listen, thanks very much for joining us. The narratives that are driving these sentiment are a little bit wild at the minute, a little bit all over the place. So if we can focus our attention on very specific areas, that would bode well. Any questions, let us know. If not, we'll let you go. Thanks very much for joining us. We'll switch rooms now to the European trading mentorship room. So if you join us for that, brilliant. We'll see you there shortly. And that's where we're going to apply our trade plan. So hopefully that all makes sense. And we'll, if we don't see you, enjoy the weekend. And back again next Monday. Speak to you then. Thanks so much, everyone. Bye for now.